News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The nonprofit status of Lakeland Hospital prevents it from legally engaging in partisan political activity, but that's exactly what the Berrien County Democratic Party says happened on September 7th. Chairman of the party, Dr. Eric Lester, tells us all medical staff got an email from the hospital promoting a fundraising event in Holland for Congressman Fred Upton.
It felt like a part of a long-term pattern going back decades in this county in which the established people, the people who are in power, retain the power by common consent with everybody else in power that silences anybody else.
Lester says the Democratic Party has no issues with Lakeland, and the party's candidates want to work with everyone in the community. The hospital tells us in a statement the fundraising email was put out by mistake. It says it took steps to retract it right away, and Lakeland's impartial on political issues. Congressman Upton is facing Kalamazoo County physician Dr. Matt Longjohn in the November election. Bronson Healthcare has announced plans to invest up to $22 million in a new facility in South Haven. The health group says the new hospital will replace the old hospital and medical office buildings on South Bailey Avenue with a brand new building and medical offices in a health village setting. The new hospital and medical offices will be built on the east side of Bronson South Haven's property near the entrance of Blue Star Highway. The plans include the new hospital, a 14-bed emergency department, lab and imaging services, a pharmacy, and medical offices. Construction could start in the fall of next year with completion set for the end of 2020. The old hospital and medical office buildings will be demolished. The woman killed in a crash between her car and a Pokagon Tribal Police SUV has been identified as 69-year-old Sherry Temple of Stevensville. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department says one of the two officers injured remains in a stable condition at South Bend Memorial Hospital with a partially severed left ear, a head injury, and a broken bone behind his ear. That officer is 35-year-old Earl Holbrook, who was a passenger in the police SUV. The driver, 45-year-old Gustavo Pop Monroy, was treated and released from Lakeland Hospital with a broken left forearm and a cut to his left hand. The Sheriff's Department says Temple ran a stop sign and was T-boned by the police SUV yesterday afternoon in Bainbridge Township at the intersection of M-140 and Territorial Road. Pop Monroy and Holbrook were responding to a domestic violence call with their lights and siren on at the time. The Berrien County Parks Department is planning a meeting for this month to fill the public in on efforts to create a new trail along the long stretch of Red Arrow Highway. The Berrien County Parks Department and the Berrien County Road Department, as well as Lake, Chickaming, and New Buffalo Townships, are all working together on the effort. The planned trail will go from just south of Bridgman to Galeen River County Park. As the Berrien County Parks Red Arrow Corridor Linear Trail Master Plan is being developed, residents of the county are welcome to offer their input. An open house on the project will be held on Wednesday, September 26th, from noon to 4 p.m. at Chickaming Township Hall. So just how safe are those big rigs traveling around on the state's highways? Michigan State Police are conducting inspections at weigh stations on trucks as part of a Brake Safety Week. Sergeant Ben Ranson says he's seen a lot of violations.
There's vehicles out here that are going up and down Michigan's roadways that have brakes that don't work, tires that don't have any tread on them, that are exceeding the weights they're permitted to haul in a manner in which the vehicle may not be able to stop in an emergency situation in the time it needs to be able to stop.
Some trucks with faulty brakes have been unable to leave weigh stations until they're fixed by a mechanic. Thousands of volunteers will take to the sides of Michigan roads this week for the final Adopt a Highway cleanup of the year. Michigan Department of Transportation spokesperson Dan Weingarten tells us Adopt a Highway results in about 65,000 pounds of trash being picked up along the roads each year.
The program asks groups to adopt a two-mile stretch of highway for a minimum of 2 years. These can be community organizations, church groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, service clubs. And so far we've got more than 2,800 groups cleaning 6,300 miles of highway across the state.
The next cleanup will start this Saturday and run through next Friday. Weingarten asks drivers to be extra careful when they see those volunteers in safety vests. There are still many stretches of roads in Michigan available that can be adopted. You can find out more at MDOT's website. And the Lincoln Township Police Department is looking to establish a canine unit. The department's now fundraising so it can acquire the dog and the equipment needed to make the unit work. It says a canine is a cost-effective way of conducting building searches and finding both people and drugs. It adds that a canine unit reduces the risk of injury to officers and offenders because in most instances, someone challenged by a dog will give up more quickly. The fundraising goal is $25,000, and donations can be dropped off at Lincoln Township Hall, the Lincoln Township Police Department, and United Federal Credit Union. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Alan McKee with Hilliard Lyons bringing you stocks of local interest. American Electric Power, 72.80, up 0.20. Apple, 217.88, down 0.596. J.P. Morgan, 113.87, up 0.37. Chemical Bank, 54.77, down 0.71. Cisco Systems, 47.11, down 0.22. General Electric, 12.71, up 0.03. IBM, 147.96, down 0.37. Microsoft, 112.14, down 1.23. Fifth Third Bancorp, 28.72, down 0.30. Whirlpool, 123.06, down 0.15. XPO Logistics, 111.94, down 2.59. The Dow Industrials halt their four-session win streak, and the Nasdaq booked its sharpest decline since July as fears about the China tariff situation intensifies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 92 points to 26,062. The Nasdaq gave back 114 points to 7,895, and the S&P 500 closed at 2,888, down 16 points. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to investment needs. At 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee says the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault deserves to be heard. Here's ABC's Lana Zak.
Dr. Christine Blasey Ford came forward this weekend as the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault in the 1980s. And now committee chairman Senator Chuck Grassley says he's, quote, working on a way to hear her out in an appropriate, precedented, and respectful manner. Ford first shared her concerns about Kavanaugh's nomination in a letter to the ranking member, Senator Dianne Feinstein, this summer. But Grassley says his Democratic colleague withheld the allegation and, quote, deprived her colleagues of the information necessary to do our jobs. Lana Zak, ABC News, the Senate.
President Donald Trump says a little delay may be needed on an upcoming Senate Judiciary Committee vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Trump is facing questions about Kavanaugh amid scrutiny of a woman's claim that he sexually assaulted her at a party when they were both in high school. ABC's Karen Travers has more from the White House reaction.
A completely false allegation. That's what Brett Kavanaugh says of the charges made by Christine Blasey Ford, that he sexually assaulted her at a party in high school. Kavanaugh says in a new statement, quote, I have never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone. The Supreme Court nominee adds that he, quote, had no idea who was making this accusation until she identified herself yesterday. Kavanaugh said he is willing to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee to refute what he says is a false allegation and defend his integrity. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Florence has taken a deceptive turn as the days drag on. The violent winds that rattled shingles off of houses and tore trees down have subsided in the Carolinas. The pounding rain has slowed as well, but that's lulled many into believing they've already weathered the worst of it. ABC News' Ryan Burrow has more.
For residents here in Fayetteville, the sun coming out gives them the first chance to get out of their homes and assess the damage. Thousands of homes and businesses remain dark.
Still out of power. We got a couple trees down. Our fence is destroyed.
I didn't have a lot of debris in my yard, but I have life, so I'm fine. I don't care about the food that was spoiled, or I've kind of enjoyed the quiet time, if that makes sense.
There is still a very real threat of flooding as the Cape Fear River, already at flood stage, is forecast to rise an additional 10 feet in the coming day. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
ABC's Ava Pilgrim is in North Carolina with more on the flooding.
This is the concern as these rivers start to rise and start to crest, that they are going to overflow their banks. And you're seeing that also further south in Wilmington, in that Wilmington area along the I-40 corridor. We flew over in a chopper yesterday. We saw a lot of towns that were flooded, that are still flooded. And the major issue there is that they will likely be in this major flood stage for days.
That's ABC's Ava Pilgrim. A British diver who helped to rescue youth soccer players trapped in a cave in Thailand is now suing Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Vernon Unsworth alleges Musk falsely accused him on Twitter of being a pedophile. The lawsuit filed in Los Angeles federal court today seeks more than $75,000 in damages and a court order stopping Musk from making further allegations. Tesla did not comment. The U.S. has accused Russia of violating U.N. sanctions when it comes to North Korea. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Picking up a public shaming campaign that started last week, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley accused Russia of consistent and wide-ranging violations of U.N. sanctions on North Korea.
Russian corruption is like a virus. It is impeding our ability to achieve complete denuclearization in North Korea. Now it has spread to the sanctions reporting process.
Haley called out a Russian ship for transfers of petroleum to North Korea and then an attempt by Russia to alter a report about it to the UN Security Council. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says a demilitarized zone to separate Syrian forces and rebels in the Idlib region will be established by October 15th. Putin made the announcement on today after meeting with the Turkish president. That's the last bastion of Syria's rebels, and concerns been high that a government assault in the city and its surroundings would be catastrophic for civilians. Turkey has opposed such an assault. Bill Cosby's wife appeared in a Pennsylvania courtroom today ahead of her husband's sentencing next week. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
Camille Cosby calling on a Pennsylvania ethics board to investigate Judge Stephen O'Neill, who has presided over Cosby's case since its inception in 2015. Mrs. Cosby is renewing allegations made by the defense that Judge O'Neill had a grudge against a key witness at a pretrial hearing in 2016. The witness was a former prosecutor who allegedly promised Cosby a decade ago that he would not be prosecuted. Judge O'Neill found no evidence of a binding agreement, however, and sent the case to trial. Cosby is set to be sentenced a week from today. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And it was killer space aliens versus killer nuns at the box office this weekend.
Figured something out. I think we're going to die.
The sci-fi action thriller The Predator knocked The Nun out of first place at the box office as expected, but earned a less than expected $24 million in its debut.
What did you see?
I saw a nun.
The Nun took second, though, with a 66% drop in business in week two of release.
Oh, you do not want to be friends with me. Trust me.
The dark comedy A Simple Favor opened in third with $16 million. Matthew McConaughey's White Boy Rick in fourth with $8.8 million. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.